Miami's Party Station, Power 96, Mijo in studio with the homie Dylan Francis. Fuego, what's going on, gentlemen?
Hey.
What's going on? What's going on?
We up in here because you were going to play some new music.
Yes.
But we're going to wait on that new music.
Yes.
Let's talk about new music, though. We Da Funk featuring Fuego.
Yes.
You were just telling us offline, a brand new album coming, all Latin inspired.
Yes, and only a couple songs in Spanglish, I think 5%. The beginning's in Spanglish, but the rest of it is all in Spanish.
Now, I think it was very interesting. We were talking offline. You said it is like a 2-year process, but it pretty much came together when you were at a writing camp in Mexico.
Yeah, that's really when that's when Fuego and I made We Da Funk. But that's where a lot of the songs really came to fruition, where it like completed the album, because it was taking a long time to really get the right vocals that worked on the songs that I thought sounded good. And when we were in that session, it just all really clicked super, super well. So
I love that, because I feel like, you know, Dylan Francis, to me, it's been a name that's been around for a minute, right?
Uh-huh.
And especially early in Moombaton. And I enjoy that you were like, it was like getting back to that sound.
Kind of
essentially getting back to that sound.
Going back to the roots, going back to like, you know, whatever fan was like, oh man, I miss the old Dylan. I mean, it's definitely not the old Dylan, so I guess they're still going to be mad because it's brand new. Like, this is brand new inspiration, brand new style, brand new, but you know, it still has the roots in there.
Now, aside from Fuego, which we're going to get to in a little bit, I know you have Arcángel. You were talking about a record with De La Ghetto.
Yes.
Is there anybody else you can let us know that's on this album?
Yeah, I got this dude, Yashua, Jarena DeMarco, Happy Colors.
Who is a beast?
Happy Colors?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, he is. Yeah. And he's rapping on the song that we have. Yeah.
No way.
And then, what?
Happy.
And who else? And then I got a song with Residente that's going to be coming out soon.
That's
it's been the most fun album to work on ever.
Fuego, I feel like I haven't, you know, I'm originally from the Northeast, you know, bunch of Dominicanos up in the Northeast. Like, Fuego was like a name that was constantly, I always heard, and like, I was like 21, 20, and I feel like I haven't heard from you in a while. So to get you in with Dylan Francis, that's crazy, man. I mean, like, you know, how does that make you feel? Did you ever think that something like this would ever happen?
I mean, Dylan did tweet my version of Hotline Bling in like 2015, 16.
Yeah.
So I didn't think we would work together so soon, but it happened. You know, Milkman hit me up for a writer's camp. I've been writing music for a minute and doing stuff, a lot of stuff behind the scenes. But he hit me up for his writer's camp to make music with Dylan, make stuff for his project. We actually make it just music for whoever wanted it.
Yeah.
But Dylan decided to keep me on this track, and you know, he liked whatever I did, and
Fuego,
you
know.
Yo, but for real, man,
good music is good music.
When I got the email, it was like Dylan Francis with Fuego. I was like, wait, like Fuego, like Fuego, like, and I saw, I was like, oh shit, like that's crazy. I mean, it was dope to see a collab like that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, because of, like, Latin radio, you know, I've been, like, categorized as doing, like, merengue and stuff. But I'm not, you know, I started rapping, and I'm more of a rapper that can do whatever, you
Word.
Know? And with melody, I, like, rap, sing rap, shit.
Shit, man.
Like, I've always done all types of stuff, and just collaborating with Dylan, like, to me, like, honor, man. Like,
right.
This guy's huge, you know? Musically, bro.
Same, man.
So what's the deal now? I mean, like, do you guys hang out now? I know you had mentioned you had mentioned that a lot of you keep in contact.
We're a family now, you know. No, we kept in touch. I'm working on more stuff with Fuego. I'm working on stuff for his project. And even just everyone in the writing camp, working with Jesse, working with Milkman. It's all, we have all our little... I guess our little collective of people that we were working with on my project that's kind of just spilled out into everyone helping each other, like, you know, develop will ask me for a drop on something for Fuego. I'm like, yeah, I got that. Don't worry. And so it's like, and then, and you know, it's back and forth with Develop and I and Milkman. So it's I did make a drop in 5 minutes. That probably was the best drop I've ever made.
We got to hear that.
We sent them like, yo, do a drop for this. Bro, like 5 minutes later, we get it right away, like in an email. Like,
that's good though. Release date is that when can we expect the album?
My album, it's definitely in
it's
summer.
Finished, right?
It's getting mixed and mastered okay. Now. There's a couple songs Word. That like I gotta fix up a little bit and send like some different parts, but in the summer for sure. And then Fuego's got some shit popping off too.
Yeah, man. That's good to hear though, because yeah, I feel like you know.
I'm really thinking about it too much now, but yeah, like a bunch of new music. I've been working a lot with Develop, which is like one of the producers to work with, like Wayne, like all his projects. Right. You know, he has like Wayne's projects, and mixtapes, and albums and stuff. And he just, you know, me and him started working back in like 2015, something like that, where I jumped on some record with Pitt, which he produced. And man, ever since then we became good friends. We've been working, making music, new stuff, new sounds. People gonna love what we're doing right now. So yeah. We got a little something called it's called Runway Music, which is like real. It's dance. It's like it's danceable, but it's like I don't know. It sounds real expensive and high.
Yeah,
it's
really dope.
Yeah,
sounds really dope. You know what I'm saying?
DJ CX in the building. Awesome. So I'm gonna finalize it like this. Obviously, you know, make sure we follow Dil Francis Fuego. New music on the way. What are we bumping to right now? What's your jam right now? I'm gonna start with you, Fuego, and then I'm gonna go to Dil Francis.
We the funk, bro.
Okay. Good answer.
We the funk. Bro.
I got a different answer.
All right.
Funk the Wii.
We the Funk out now. Make sure you stream that. It's available on iTunes
everywhere.
And all that. Everywhere, right?
Everywhere.
Shazam
iTunes,
it.
Apple Music, MySpace, Facebook, Friendster, my mom's Friendster. House. You can go to my mom's house. She's playing it 24/7.
Miami's Party Station, Power 96, Dil Francis Fuego. We appreciate y'all for stopping by, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Bro.